Hello, and welcome to the Poetry Moment. I'm Dennis Held, and this week I'll be looking at Stoddard King's work. Stoddard King lived in Spokane from about 1899 until 1933. He died unexpectedly and quite tragically of a brain aneurysm at the age of 43, but he lived an amazing full life, almost all of it here in Spokane. In 1907, he began to work for the Spokesman Review, and William Coles, the publisher, encouraged King to apply to his alma mater, Yale University, and even loaned the King family the money for the tuition. Stoddard King was a busy boy when he was at Yale. He was an editor of the Yale Record, managing editor of the Yale Daily News, and kept up his writing for the Spokesman Review. When he came back to Spokane, he published very, very fun and lively, interesting verse. To me, I think it's a tragedy that America has lost its taste for light verse and sort of lumped all poetry into a rather stuffy box. But I can tell you Stoddard King knew how to break out of that box. Here's a poem about poetry by Stoddard King. It's called Pretty Soft. The poet, he has a much easier time than the hard-working writer of prose, for he can dress up and bedizen with rhyme the few little things that he knows. He can take an idea, no matter how slight, no matter how wizened and thin, and put in some jingles for folks to recite that make it seem clever as sin. The man who writes prose has a rather tough job. He has to say something or quit. But the poet gets by with a smile or a sob without either wisdom or wit. He jingles his bells and he tinkles his chimes, and he ends with an impudent bow. I know, for I've done it a good many times, and here I am doing it now. That's the poem Pretty Soft by Spokane's own Stoddard King. I'm Dennis Held, and this has been The Poetry Moment.